Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Don.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the third issue of the original Teen Titans?
No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Thank you. the original run of them from 84. And if you want to check out our previous...
84 and 85, wasn't it? 84,
85, 86. The first two issues came out in 84, like May and October.
Okay.
And then like five issues came out in 85, and then the last couple in 86. Yeah, May and October in 84, March, April, June, October of 85 for three, four, and five, and then the Raphael mini. And then 86, February and May for six and seven. I don't know why there was such a big gap between them all, but probably because 84, like it's the 80s, I'm not saying Mirage Studios because I don't think they're still around. Was big, but I feel like they were doing more of the independent, artist-owned, creator-owned, sorry.
Yeah. Well, and it probably didn't help that, you know, these guys were literally doing it by themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, they might have had stuff ready for those first two and then, you know, gotten a buy-in for the other ones and then had to wait to release those.
That's probably, and more likely that's probably what it was. They just didn't have time.
Yeah, it's understandable.
Or the money, I should say.
Yeah, I would say probably the money.
And that's, again, totally fine. Makes sense. It's all good. So we started out this one, and April is, you know, they come out of the sewers, and April's like, you know what, guys? I guess I'm a free agent now, so if you ever need my help, feel free to call me. I guess I might see you guys later. I think she even walks away thinking that she's never going to see him again.
Yeah.
But... the guys are like, okay, cool. So they go back home to their base.
Lair, whatever you call it. Their home.
And Master Splinter's missing. And they find a couple of Mouser robots laying around.
And blood.
And not a lot of blood, but enough to be worried. And, you know, at this point, I had thought that they had killed Baxter in the last issue. And this one, they basically say, you know,
they just knocked him out.
They had just knocked him out, but
I thought they turned him over to the authorities.
As far as I know, he's still stuck underneath that lair.
Oh yeah,
in that building, like he has no way out. But I think Raph even says here that I wish we would have just killed him, or like I need to go back and kill him now and tell us where Splinter is. But Ralph, because he's a hothead, shocker, goes rushing out. Like, Leonardo has a plan of what to do, and Raphael's like, no, I'm going to go find Master Splinter. We go into later on that night.
And... Oh, that's because they were gathering up all their stuff that was not broken that they could take with them.
Okay. Later on, they actually get back together. Like, Raphael meets up with them. And then they call up April and was like, hey, so can we...
Crash at you.
Like, can you come pick us up? So she comes in this Volkswagen bus. I love
that's,
it.
That's the turtle van.
I mean, it's not.
Yet.
But I love it. It's great. 80s. Totally 80s. So yeah.
Shit, dude. I'd drive one of those if I could.
I mean.
They're kind of pimping.
She picks him up and, you know, in an alleyway and takes him home. She asks what's going on. They tell her that Splinter is missing. The base has been ransacked. We think he's dead, but we don't know. We get a quick couple of pages of the cops chasing after them because the van matches
the description of a robbery.
Yep. And I'm just like, okay, that sucks. But what really is funny is that they end up
crossing paths with the actual robbery vehicle, and then they wreck the robbery vehicle, and the cops don't even bother to chase them.
No,
because
they were chasing the one van the entire time. It doesn't matter that there was now two of them, and that they could have easily lost them. Yeah,
uh-huh.
It just worked out for them. The turtles had no idea. Even April's like, I have no idea what's going on. My plates are good. I turned.
That part where one of the Ninja Turtles goes out and grabs a license plate off the back of it and yanks it before the cops could read it. Which, I mean, it's smart because then they have no way to tie it to April.
Sure. But still, I love it. But anyway, they get back to April's apartment and, you know,
this is actually similar to the movie. She does live above a secondhand store that her dad owned.
Okay. Because I knew she had
the apartment
basically
all to herself.
The whole building to herself.
Yep.
And she basically says, like, yeah, you know, there's room over here, there's building over here, like, thing over here. You guys just take whatever you want. And as she's going to get, you know, blankets, they're all just passed out because guess what? They had a very exhausting day.
Well, days.
Days plural.
Yeah.
We get an epilogue here of what happened to Splinter. Like, he is at first we see him kind of hurt laying on top of the storm drain in the sewer.
At least he was on top of the drain, so he wasn't laying in the water. So,
correct.
You know,
he doesn't drown, which would suck. And then we get some reminiscence of what had happened. You know, he was in the base, he heard some scuttling, and the Mouser droids, you know, come into the base. And props to Splinter for quick thinking. You know, grabs a dagger and like shoves it in the eye of one, destroying that. Takes his staff and destroys a couple other ones. But you know, he does get tagged. Like, one of them, I think, grabs a hold of his leg and kind of cuts him a little bit. And as he leaves the lair, he gets almost swarmed by another group of like six or seven of them. But before, you know, he can get fully killed, the droids just turn around. They stop when they're attacking him, and they rush off. He's like, I'm not going to take any chances, and he ends up falling into, like, one of the sewer actual drains, runoff, whatever. And that's how he ends up in front of a storm drain, or on top of a storm drain. We get these two
guys.
Men.
In TCRI hats.
Yep.
Which TCRI is also the initials that were on the
Ooze canister. And they come across Splinter, and they're like, oh, well, it's just, you know, a dead rat, or
a rat
that's dying. Let's put it out of his misery. And Splinter says, please don't shoot. And these guys are like, wait, it's alive. It's responding.
We need to take it with us.
Yeah. We better get it to the infirmary.
I love the gun that they're getting ready to use, because it looks like a the ones the cops use to read your speed on.
Speedometer? No, what's it called?
Yeah, exactly. Radar gun.
There we go. We get there. It takes time. So later on, we go to the TCRI building in New York, and we see Splinter in a bed. Like, it looks like he's kind of being recovered.
In a medical bed, yeah. Like,
yeah. And as he, you
know. Well, it talks right here, you know, like there's these guys standing over him. They're like, you know, there's some lacerations and serious blood loss. You know, he should be okay now. He just needs some time to recuperate.
Okay. And as he wakes up, he, you know, like any other person that wakes up in the medical bed does.
What the hell's going on?
They rush out. And he comes into this, like, dining area, and there is a bunch of Kangs.
Krangs,
thank you. It's like the brain looking thing, and the guys,
the
themselves
human suits behind them, yeah,
are robots with their chests open.
Which I do have to say that I like these suits better than Krang's suit.
Well, yeah, because Krang's is a giant Jethro looking guy,
yeah,
in the wrestling onesie, wrestling
speedo.
Thank you. I was surprised to see these guys.
Yeah.
Because, again, I've never read these.
Exactly. Neither. This is my first time through. I'm like, wait, I thought they were bad guys.
Yeah. No, these guys? Well, we'll find that out here in a couple issues. And that's how we end this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com.
We'll be back very soon with more Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.